And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And starting the program off tonight, that was something from Blossom. That's B-L-O-S-U-M, and a track called Wet Autumn. That's taken from the Thank God You're Here release. And this one is sitting at number 40 on the National Campus Radio charts. And this one is a self-released deal and really, really cool stuff. A little bit of kind of an ambient sounding stuff that's maybe comparable to sort of grouper or even kind of a shoegazy sound. If you head to blossom.bandcamp.com, you can check this out. And once again, that's B-L-O-S-U-M. So I'm going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new stuff that I've been checking out recently. And right now on the program, we're going to hear something from an artist on Disciples Records, and that's Charlene Darling, a new release out called La Porte. We'll hear a track called Desperes, and I think this is I think the third release from Charlene Darling, and does have a bit of a comparison to Kate Le Bon, as well as The Raincoats. Really, really great stuff. It's a kind of a mix of French and English, and it has a little bit kind of a classic pop sound. Anyways, after Charlene Darling, we're going to hear something from Emily Kahn, a Canadian artist out of Montreal, and a release called Maybe, and we'll hear a track off of it, something called Work Is Never Done, and this one is also on the radio charts, and it's doing pretty good, and right now it is sitting at number, what did I have here? Written down right now, 37, and it's out on Secret City Records. And once again, that's Emily Kahn. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Charlene Darling off the release called La Porte. This is a track called Desperes.
Thank you. MRG presents Garrett T. Willie at the Wise Hall, performing his debut album, Same Pain. This 23-year-old from King Come Inlet offers the world something it has genuinely been missing for a while, a contemporary take on hardscrabble blues and the purest, rawest rock and roll. Don't miss Garrett T. Willie's show at the Wise Hall on December 2nd, and be sure to catch his in-studio performance and interview on Noise Complaint by CITR 101.9, also on December 2nd.
Hey, what's that song from that movie?
Every other Wednesday at 6 p.m., join me, Logan the Extra.
And me, Movie Maverick Mike, as we discuss popular songs featured in movies, or popular movies that feature songs.
On That Song from That Movie, we talk about how the song fits into the movie, why they chose the song they did.
And we'll share our expert opinions on the art of music and movies.
So if you find yourself asking, I wonder what that song from that movie is. Check us out every other Wednesday at 6 to 6:30 p.m.
Or you can listen to all our episodes on CITR.ca. Who knows, maybe we talked about that song or movie that you love.
We are That Song from That Movie every second Wednesday at 6 p.m. or anytime at CITR.ca.
Try, cross my heart till I
And we're back. That was something from Emily Kahn with a track called Work Is Never Done off the Maybe release. And Emily Kahn is based out of Montreal, and that was put out on the Montreal record label, Secret City Records. EmilyKahn.bandcamp.com is where you can check that out. And that one is also doing very good on the radio charts, the earshot-online.com charts, where you can check these out. And CITR submits these weekly, as well as many other campus stations across Canada. You're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM on unceded Musqueam territory at UBC. I hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Friday evening. And we're going to keep going with some more music. And we're going to hear a three-song set in this next piece, or this next section, I should say. We're going to hear something from an artist named Helena Dayland, and a release called Good Night Summerland. And Helena is based out of Montreal. And the track that you're going to hear is something called Who Sound I Like. This is the second release from her. And like I said, she's based out of Montreal. And she has a really nice kind of light, airy, folky bedroom type sound. Very hushed indeed. But anyways, after Helena, we're going to hear some older stuff from Jessica Pratt. From 2015, and a release called On Your Own Love Again. And this is, I think the release came out on Drag City Records, but I think other stuff has come out on Mexican Summer, if I'm not mistaken. But Jessica Pratt is based out of Los Angeles and had quite a few releases on, well, not quite a few, but had a few releases out on Drag City Records, and that's how I was tuned into her. And jessicapratt.bandcamp.com is where you can check this out. And then after that, we'll hear a classic from Smog, a track called Blood Red Bird of the Red Apple Falls release. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Montreal artist Helena Dayland and a track called Who Sound I Like.
Fear that I am frozen here. I lay down and close my eyes. If I were to open clear, see you standing in the light, wouldn't matter who I'd sound like, whether or not I. Just wanna talk to you today. Here I'm welcome. Here I am new with my questions. You said that you would. like to take my vacation something different. Your life didn't give you many breaks. Wouldn't matter who I'd sound like, whether or not I knew what to say, whether I could ask for what I need. I just wanna talk to you. I just wanna talk to you. I just wanna talk to you. Strange melody.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talit, Tin, Homasque, Mustail.
I was not woken by the rooster. Nor by the crow's tough song. But the midnight cry of a blood-red bird brought this sleeplessness on. Threw open the window, moonlight on a black garden of thorns. Sweat where cries home, where cries from the blood red bird lies in the woods, weeping into dead leaves. Torn and jutting bone. What hand bent it to bust to be useless? What hand I cut off with two fingers? A blood red bird, a blood red. Continually sink into each other. Just deep enough to rip out a bit more flesh when we move away. A scar for skin, chilling out behind. Like an arrow, I was only passing through.
From Smog, that was a track called Blood Red Bird off the Red Apple Falls album that came out in 1997, and that's the sixth album from Smog, and that's kind of his early sound, where the guitar tends to be a little bit more strummed rather than his more recent work, where he goes under his own name, Bill Callahan, and the guitar style is a little bit more kind of in the finger-plucking Americana type style. But before Smog, you heard another Drag City contemporary, and that's Jessica Pratt with Strange Melody off the On Your Own Love Again. And, oh, sorry, On Your Own, Love Again. And that one came out in 2015. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. Hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Friday evening. And we're going to move into a little bit more kind of experimental territory in this next set. And we'll hear a couple of Canadian experimental artists. And the first of which is Buildings and Food, which is the work of Jen K. Wilson out of Toronto, making some really interesting ambient electronic kind of a, I guess, electropop in some ways, but you can be the judge of yourself, or be the judge yourself. If you head to buildingsandfood.bandcamp.com, we'll hear a track called Sea Cow off the Infinity Plus One release. And this one's doing really good on the radio charts right now. It's sitting at number 4. After that, we'll hear something from an ambient piano artist named Lisa Lurkenfeldt. A release called Halos of Perception is what we're going to hear, and the track is called Stairway to the Interior, and this one is out on Shelter Press Records. I think I've played some stuff on this label in recent months, but anyways, once again, that's Lisa Lurkenfeldt, and then, let me see, I think we'll get back to you and talk to you after these two tracks. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Buildings and Food, and a track called Sea Cow.
Thank you.
from Melbourne, Australia. That was Lisa Lurkenfelt with a track called Stairway to the Interior off the Halos of Perception release, a 6-track release that was just put out on Shelter Press Records. And you can head to lisalurkenfelt.bandcamp.com. Prior to that, you heard something from Buildings and Food, artist out of Toronto, with the track called Sea Cow off the Infinity Plus One release. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. We got about 45 minutes left on the program. And up next, we'll hear a release that's simply called Album. Kind of hard to Google if you're looking for this, but this one is another release that's sitting fairly high on the radio charts, sitting at number 41, and an album called Portrait de l'Artiste is what you'll hear, and the track of the same name. And then after that, this one came out on Telephone Explosion Records. After that, we're going to hear something from a group called Population 2, and they're, I think, out of Montreal, kind of a little bit more of a kind of a punky prog sound. We're going to hear a track called CTQS. Check out Population Number 2, just population2.bandcamp.com if you want to check out more from this. And once again, they're a 3-piece out of Montreal. And then after that, I think we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So we'll just hear 2 tracks right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Album from an artist out of Gatineau, Quebec. This track is called Portrait de l'Artiste.
Ever wanted to play a game that asks deep, urgent questions and isn't afraid to be straightforward? Introducing Stamped, an anti-travel game, made with support from Analgesic Productions and UBC. Stamped follows the journeys of six young, queer, and racialized travelers whose paths intersect across Asian urban landscapes. It features 3 to 4 hours of playtime through three game modes: poetic interactive fiction, visual novel banter, and point-and-click travel stories. Adapted from a novel of nearly the same name, travelers are faced with ethical decisions concerning the shifts in power that can come with international travel and dwelling within histories of war, genocide, and colonial occupation. Stamped, an anti-travel game, will be released on Steam and Itch.io on November 1st.
We have our heading.
Here we go!
The Evelyn Saller Center is recruiting volunteers to help design and implement relief initiatives for the downtown Eastside community. If you're looking to get experience relevant to your area of study while helping to support the homeless population of Vancouver, email us at esc.volunteerprogram@vancouver.ca or find our page on the City of Vancouver website under Evelyn Saller Center. Positions are flexible and designed to be convenient to students. Those with an interest in health, communications, or psychology are encouraged to apply.
Yeah.
And from Montreal, that was Population 2 with a track called CTQS off the Electrons Libres du Québec album. And that one is sitting at, let me see what I have here. I think it's number, sorry, I should have written this stuff down. But anyways, it's doing pretty good on the National Campus Radio charts. Before that, you heard something from a track from album, and a track called Portrait de l'Artiste off the album of the same name, and another album that's doing pretty good on the campus radio charts. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, we'll get into some real kind of ambient territory, and we'll hear an artist named Eyes of the Amaryllis and a track called King Enters the Room, and in brackets, January 1991. Off the Perceptible to Everyone album that came out this month on Horn of Plenty Records, really nice kind of a lush ambient stuff with a little bit of a kind of whispered vocals throughout. And anyways, this is a release from Eyes of the Amaryllis. And then after that, we're going to hear something from Light Years Recordings and a track from Marta De Pascalis and a release called Sky Flesh, and we're going to hear a track called Glider, making really nice ambient music with some older synths and stuff like that. Really, really interesting stuff. I think we'll just hear these two tracks and get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Eyes of the Amaryllis out of Philadelphia with a track called King Enters Room. Thank you. And from Berlin, Germany, that was Marta de Pascalis with a track called Glider off the Skyflesh release that was put out on Light Years Recordings. And I think this was only used or composed with the Yamaha CS60 and a CS80. Before that, you heard something from Eyes of the Amaryllis with a track called King Enters Rome off the Perceptible to Everyone release. And this one was put out on Horn of Plenty Records. And that was the kind of a ambient release with the kind of late hushed vocals. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to keep going with some more music as much as we can fit in the next 20 minutes or so. And we're going to hear up next from an artist named Ola Schmidt, or Smit, I'm not sure exactly how to say it, but a release from an album called Rooted Explorations. And this is, I think it's a remix of a track from an EP that came out in 2022. And there's various versions of it. And we're going to hear a track called Daydona's Far Dream Exploration. And once again, that's Ola Smit. And this is a new release out on Accidental Recordings. After that, or after these remix tracks, we're going to hear something from an kind of experimental hip-hop artist named Honor, a release out on Pan Recordings called Alafia. Really, really interesting release. Kind of experimental electronic and hip-hop beats and stuff like that. We'll hear a track called You and Me, and once again, that's an artist named Honor. After that, we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Ola Smit with a remix of a track from 2022 called Rooted.
They know me to deceive me. So I imagined my legs like roots, are roots of the tree, connected to the air. Thank you.
it's so, so good to feel again. It is so good to feel again.
You want to change the state of the world? But instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Known pimp, narcotics king, big time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future. Those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies. Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And that was from Pan Recordings, an artist named Honor, with the album called Elafia. That was a track called You and Me, and in brackets, December 17, and that's a debut release from this artist. And once again, that's an artist named Honor on Pan Recordings. Before that, you heard something from Ola's Smit with a remix of a track called Rooted, called Daydano's Far Dream Exploration of the Rooted Explorations release. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for tuning in this week. I think I'm going to leave you this evening with two last tracks, and the first of which is something from a label that I've played numerous times, and that's Hakuna Kulala Records, and a release from an artist named Wuflu, X-C-I-V. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it, but this is an artist out of one of the first artists outside of Africa that's been on this label. And that's a branch label of Naiji Tapes, which is, I think the difference is that this tends to be a little bit more experimental sounding stuff. From a track, from an album called Toxica, we'll hear a track called EXP. A little bit more of the kind of acid techno sounding stuff on this. Really, really great stuff. After that, we're going to hear a compilation from Doryen Records called D Number 3, and we'll hear a track called Guiding You by Felicia Ledesma, and once again, that's a record label called Doryen Records, and then I'll close off the evening tonight. Keep it locked on CHR for more great programming. This is something from a new release from Hakuna Kulala Records. This is a track off the Toxica album. This track is called EXP. We'll be right back.
Thank you.